KLGR News Director Joshua Dixon here, and I am with Rick Ellingworth, the superintendent at the Red Oak Area School District. There was a school board meeting earlier this week, and this is a January school board meeting where a lot of prep work is being done for the coming school year. And so you've already started that, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Our meeting was this past Monday, and we call it our organizational meeting.
You're already having to take into account retiring teachers and replacing positions, and how is that going?
It's going well, and we're blessed in the school district. We've had four or five teachers who have indicated early to us that they were going to be retiring at the end of this school year. In our case, we've had in the last month or so, Dave Madsen, a longtime health teacher in the middle school and high school, and a coach in golf and basketball. Joni Neeland has been a chemistry and science teacher in the school district, Knowledge Bowl coach for and 1A play director for many years. She has indicated that she'll be retiring at the end of this school year. Donnelly Josephson has been a middle school technology and high school facts teacher, and she also gave us that indication. Most recently, we had Gail Morley, who has been a fourth or a fifth grade teacher, and she gave us that notice. And so these four individuals have put us in a position where we could actually advertise for the vacancies and start looking for teachers. Also getting ready for next year, Rick Jorgensen came to the school board meeting. He's our high school principal, and they're talking about changes in the high school course offerings that we'll be having. We're also getting geared up for the construction of the Orrin Estabo Career and Technical Training Center. We're praying that about a year from now, Josh, will be moved into that, even though we haven't even awarded bids yet. So Mr. Jorgensen was in attendance to share with us some of the changes they're planning in the high school at this time. Also last night, Josh, Scott LeSage, who's our finance director,
yes,
gave an update on the school board, amending our budget for the 2017-18 school year. The last budget that was approved was back in June, and we hadn't settled our contracts yet. We hadn't, we weren't really sure of all the funding that, or any funding we'd get from the state and so on. We weren't sure of our enrollments. Now that we are, and we're at the mid-year point, it's pretty customary for us to make periodic budget adjustments. And essentially what he shared with the board is we're in very sound position financially. We're actually spending a little bit less than we're taking in, which means we're going to operate with a balanced budget for this year.
Okay, good.
And yeah, it's good news. The school board also did hire three individuals last night. Jenna Stevenson was hired as a high school science teacher, and she'll be replacing Joni Neeland in the coming year. Jenna is currently teaching in the Renville County West School District, and she'll be teaching high school students, 9th through 12th graders, in the science area. Brenna Elwell was hired last night, and Brenna formerly was Brenna Larson, or that was her maiden name, and she was a student here for, I think, most of her school days, certainly all through high school. She was an excellent student and athlete when she was here. She left us to go to Winona State and got her bachelor's degree in special education, and then later a master's degree from Concordia University in St. Paul. She's been teaching this past year, so Brenna will be returning to the community.
Okay.
And she'll actually be returning with her husband, whose name is Bobby Elwell, who accepted a position or an offer from us to teach high school and middle school health. And Bobby has also been a teacher for the past 5 years in Windham, Minnesota. He's got a master's degree as well. So we're very excited to have all three of those hires this early. One last thing that the school board did last night was they approved a 2-year contract for myself. And that will be my last one. So we have all of our positions now locked down for the coming school year.
Okay, good. Thank you. That is Rick Ellingworth, the superintendent at the Redwood Area School District.
Thanks, Josh.